Stokenham and Tor Crosswalk heritage. The village of Stokenham was known in Saxon times as Stock or Stock Ham, meaning Stock Meadows. By the 13th century, the town was called Stoke in Ham, leading to its current name. Stokenham became a manor around 1185. The lord of the manor to whom the grant was made was Matthew Fitzherbert, a favoured courtier whose family had been close to the Norman kings through generations. He built the manor house immediately next to the church, but it was abandoned in the 1580s. Archaeologists have found evidence for the building in manor fields immediately to the east of the church. Henry VIII gave Stokenham Manor to Catherine Parr, his sixth and final bride, as part of her marriage dowry. When Henry died in 1547, Catherine ordered her officials to make an exact assessment of the rental income she'd get from Stokenham. These documents provide a good insight to the parish during Tudor times. During medieval centuries, robbing and plundering pirates roamed constantly up and down the Devon coast and elsewhere, dashing ashore for plunder and pillage wherever they saw the opportunity. These included the infamous Barbary pirates, also known as corsairs from the coast of North Africa, who captured slaves for the Arab slave markets. As well as attacking ships, the corsairs raided on land, taking men, women and children from villages on the Devon and Cornish coasts. In the late 1620s, it was feared there were around 60 Barbary men of war prowling the southwest coast, and attacks were occurring almost daily. For that reason, in Stokenham Parish there were no coastal settlements during many hundreds of years. It simply wasn't safe to live there. So the fishermen had their workshops and their nets and boats right on the coast, in cellars, but they kept their homes and their families a little inland, at places like Bickerton, Beeson and Widewell. These attacks were so frequent by the 1650s that they threatened England's fishing industry, with fishermen being reluctant to put to sea, leaving their families unprotected ashore. It was only after the rise of British naval sea power during the reigns of Henry VIII and Elizabeth I that communities felt safe enough to live by the sea. Soon the fishing cellars began to become more populated as families settled on the coast. Torcross, Horsands and Beesands were among the last Stokenham villages to come into existence. The parish church of St Michael dates from 1431 and stands near the site of an ancient holy well. It was built on the site of an earlier medieval church, originally dedicated to St Humbert the Confessor, who died in 1188. It's built on the side of a hill so that its whole length can be seen from below, and is dedicated to St Michael and All Angels, which was common practice for churches standing on elevated sites. The parish was one of the six which were given notice to evacuate the area as part of the D-Day preparations, when Slapton Sands was used for landing practice using live ammunition. The evacuation zone covered 30,000 acres from six parishes, including the villages of Torcross, Slapton, Street, Blackhorton, East Allington, Sherford, Stokenham and Chillington. Just over 3,000 people, comprising 750 families and 180 farms, were given just 6 weeks to clear their land and homes and find somewhere else to live. You can find out more about the wartime story on the website or on the panel near the tank in the car park at Torcross.